all sorts of different people reach out to Emporia Main Street, from the Kauffman Foundation, who has been working to hook us up with some different resources from a multi-state area, to Rural LISC that wants to get involved with some of our different developmental activities, and had some outreach just yesterday. And today we're working with the Center of Rural Innovation to develop our entrepreneurial sprints for tech and product-based entrepreneurs. We've got the Start Your Own Business class that's been highly successful for lifestyle businesses, but we're developing curriculum with local Anna Blandon and a variety of other folks that have Silicon Valley experience to develop curriculum specifically for tech and product-based entrepreneurs to supplement what we've been doing with SYOB. So lots of great things have come out of that conference for Emporia, and there's all sorts of different things that are going on right now. We have another conference that's taking place Thursday and Friday of this week. So Kansas Main Street will host a quarterly training, and we have Matt Wagner from the National Main Street Center that's coming down to teach about maker businesses and maker supplements for the local economy. And they decided to hold that training in Emporia, Kansas, because of our fabrication lab and some of our great maker businesses that we have in downtown. So we're excited about that. The Start Your Own Business class, at 16 people sign up for that class this year, and the first class is on Monday, and we're really excited about all the participants there, and that's a Monday-Thursday night class. So for the next few weeks, the Small Business Development Center at Emporia State University and Emporia Main Street will combine with a variety of different local speakers to provide curriculum to those SYOB class participants. Veterans banners just arrived. The new banners and replacement banners just arrived in bulk yesterday, so we're in the process of checking those in. And then we'll work with the city and Emporia State University for display. And then the important part is the mapping afterwards. So as soon as the first banner goes up, we usually get a deluge of phone calls saying, I can't find my banner.
Where's my banner?
Did you lose my banner? Yeah. I don't know where my banner is. And you just say, well, okay, when all the banners are up, we'll release maps, and then you'll be able to see the general location of your banner. So we're excited about this year's class for that. We've been working with a variety of different local folks on dog bag stations downtown. If you've been downtown in the beautiful weather, yeah, it's a great time to walk downtown. We have a lot of people that walk their pets as well, and so we have those new stations, and L&L Pets and Trox and Simmons and a few other folks have helped us with those stations. We're working on Halloween, the Day of the Dead, and Homecoming, and a variety of different things that are happening at the same time. Haunted Tours will be the 28th and 29th. We're still looking for some volunteers for that. Then we'll have Trick-or-Treat that takes place immediately after the Day of the Dead parade. Hot Dia de los Muertos will take place on the 900 block that Saturday before Halloween, and then they'll have food, music, and dancing, and all sorts of stuff that all goes to support local scholarships. We'll have Freedom Fest on November 5th, and we'll have our Soldier Care Package that's part of that, and then all sorts of other developmental activities coming up, although I'm going to have to add the Drunken Eggo Waffles to that, which, if I vaguely remember college, you would go to the breakfast place after the bars, and it sounds like now you can just keep that party going.
Yeah, you don't stop now. Great stuff as always, Casey. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey.
Great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. 655, 60 degrees. Good morning.
Griffin Real Estate and Auction. Live farm auction. Tractors, trailers, tillers, and a truck. Plus tools, equipment, household, and antique items. Saturday, October 15th, 10 a.m., 747 Road 330, Allen. Full listing and pictures at griffinrealestateauction.com.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands, LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No qualified